It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for March 12th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, it's good to be emperor. China has passed a constitutional amendment that abolishes term limits, effectively allowing President Xi Jinping to, well, remain president for life, effectively. This was passed by the National People's Congress, 3,000 hand-picked members of the Congress. 2,958 voted in favor, 2 opposed, 3 abstaining, 1 vote invalidated. The amendment upends a system that had been in place since Deng Xiaoping in 1982 put this in place to prevent a return to one-man rule, such as China experienced under Mao Zedong, which was at times bloody during his Cultural Revolution between 1966 and 1976. Meanwhile, a Pentagon official is warning that the Chinese are developing hypersonic missiles that could render America's aircraft carriers obsolete. According to this official, who spoke at a defense convention a couple of weeks ago, defense conference, the Chinese missiles could threaten carrier battle groups, holding our entire surface fleet at risk, holding at risk our forward-deployed land-based forces as well. This was Undersecretary of Defense for Research Michael Griffin said that Beijing has conducted 20 times as many tests on hypersonic weapons as the United States, said China is developing, they're spending billions, rather, to develop these weapons to test non-nuclear versions of hypersonic weapons that could render America's nuclear-powered aircraft carriers essentially unprotected. Topic number 4. Russia's working on these too. Not to be outdone, Russian President Vladimir Putin, in his State of the Union speech a week ago Thursday, showcased 6 new weapons that would supposedly revolutionize Russia's military capabilities, thereby totally changing their geopolitical position in the world, because it would give his country a military advantage over the United States. In particular, Putin announced a hypersonic technology that would render NATO's missile defense system useless. Russia's defense ministry says it successfully tested one of these invincible missiles and said earlier this month that they could deliver a warhead at hypersonic speed, regardless of what defenses the United States throws at it. Now, talking to reporters over the weekend in Oman, U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said he's skeptical about Russia's claims to have developed these hypersonic weapons, saying this technology is still years away. We bring this to you not to engender fear, but because prophetically speaking, a lot of prophecy scholars still look at China as the home of the 200 million man army from the east, from the book of Revelation, Russia as the leader of the Magog coalition in Ezekiel 38-39, the Gog-Magog war. I disagree on both counts, actually, but I don't know everything, so we keep an eye on it. Topic number 3, by the way, the Russian spy in Britain fighting for his life still, and Theresa May, the Prime Minister of the UK, getting ready to issue a response to Britain. In fact, by the time you see this, she may already have done so. This is for the attempted murder of former Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his 33-year-old daughter, Yulia. May is reportedly considering expulsions of diplomats and sanctions against President Putin's regime. Senior government sources in the UK say that police and security forces now have enough evidence to pin this attempted murder on Russia. Meanwhile, detectives in hazmat suits over the past few days descended on the cemetery where Skripal's wife and son are buried, removing items from the graves and trying to decide whether or not they would exhume his wife's body. The graveyard became the focus of the investigation into what was used to poison Skripal after it emerged that Skripal's wife, Ludmila, and his son, Alexander, were both buried there. They both passed away in recent years, Ludmila in 2012, and the ashes of his son, Alexander, after he died reportedly of liver failure in Russia. Skripal and his daughter visited the graves of the two before they suddenly took ill. Now, Russia has responded to the accusations that the British press is putting out there, and this is the number one story in the UK right now. For days, Russia's main television stations programs just didn't touch the story. They just left it alone. But that changed last Thursday evening. Kirill Klemenov, who is the presenter on the government-controlled Channel 1 and its flagship news program on Channel 1, said, quote, "I don't wish death on anyone, but for purely educational purposes, I have a warning for anyone who dreams of such a career." Double agent. He was spying for the UK while working as an intelligence officer for Russia. "The profession of a traitor is one of the most dangerous in the world," Klemenov said. adding that few who chose it lived to a ripe old age. This is what you call a veiled threat. Klimanov also added another little bit of snarky advice for traitors or those who hate their country in their spare time, which is the way he put it. Don't choose Britain as a place to live. Something is wrong there. Maybe it's the climate, but in recent years, there have been too many strange incidents with grave outcomes there. Veiled reference to the 2010 death of Alexander Litvinenko, a former FSB agent who was poisoned with the radioactive element polonium-210, dropped into his tea. A little bit of that, and you're a dead man walking. There is no cure from polonium-210 poisoning. Anyway, like I said, veiled threat from the Russian government. We'll see how things progress from here. And topic number two, there is something wrong in Britain, and that is a fact. News stories coming out over the past few days indicate that the worst pedophile child sex scandal in Britain's history may finally be coming to light. A brutal sex gang, according to the Daily Mail and the Daily Mirror, other news outlets now reporting that as many as 1,000 girls may have been raped, drugged, beaten, and raped over a 40-year period. Girls in the town of Telford, this is in Shropshire, drugged, beaten, raped at the hands of a grooming gang. This began back in the 1980s. Allegations reportedly mishandled by authorities there. Many perpetrators going unpunished. And it's claimed that similar abuses are still going on in the area. A new report by the Sunday Mirror in the UK claims that British authorities knew about these accusations as far back as the 1990s. Even though authorities in the town of Telford were aware of it, nothing was done for more than a decade. They failed to protect girls as young as age 11 from drugging, beating, rape. An official investigation finally launched after about 10 years of reports that had been ignored by authorities. Sunday Mirror spoke to a dozen victims who named more than 70 abusers between them. One victim explained that police tried to prevent her from discovering why her abuser hadn't been put in jail. They were afraid she was going to go to the press with her story. And according to these women who came forward, police avoided sharing information about the abusers with the Asian community in Telford, Pakistani, for fear of being called racist. Political correctness. Social workers in the town, meanwhile, reportedly treated these victims as prostitutes. This according to police records, by the way. The Telford scandal is similar to others. In fact, one that I told you about just a couple of weeks ago in Rotherham, similar to another one in Rochdale. And I'm, forgive me if you're in the UK, correct my pronunciation there. I should have checked on this before recording today. But this scandal in Telford, apparently much broader in scope. This, again, reportedly could be the largest such scandal in UK history. And as with the case, as is the case with the Rotherham grooming gang, the perpetrators, for the most part, appear to be from the Pakistani community. At some point, the English will rediscover their inner Saxon, and things could get very ugly there as news of this gets out. And topic number one, just because we need to end on a better note today. A Domino's delivery driver was the recipient of an act of honor. A Facebook video that's gone viral and seen by over 6 million people. You see it on the screen behind me now. During the month of February, the New Life Covenant Church in Chicago set up a challenge for its members to honor others. Pastor Wilfredo de Jesus set up a plan to honor people in the church, then took it a step farther, and on February 25th, during the service, called Domino's for a pizza delivery. Monique Hall, the delivery driver who brought the pies to Pastor De Jesus, who was in front of the congregation at the time, he asked her what the normal tip was for a delivery driver. She said $5. Well, he started counting out bills, got to $100, and then called on members of the congregation to likewise honor Ms. Hall. He asked for 10 people. 13 raised their hands. Many more then came forward like a snowball rolling downhill. Hall was so overwhelmed, she was left crying. You see, she's a single mother with two children, struggling to make ends meet. Said she was touched, felt an overwhelming love like most of us rarely feel. But she didn't keep all the money for herself. She said, I felt like a lot of my coworkers are in the same place as me. And so she shared it with them when she got back to work. Like I said, needed something to end on an up note after the other news of the day. We're just less than 2 weeks away from the gathering in Dallas, Texas. I assume if you were going to be able to make it to the Hear the Watchman conference, you would have made plans already. But if you haven't, you can still bring the conference to you. Watch from the comfort of your easy chair via high-definition video, and we can save you 20% on the cost of the video stream. To watch speakers like Bill Salas talk about Bible prophecy, Carl Gallup, so just get you fired up, Coach Dave Daubenmeyer, Casper McLeod, Pastor Paul Begley, Josh and Christina Peck, Rabbi Zev Perot, L.A. Marzulli, Sharon and myself will all be there. Save 20% on the video stream, and you can watch all of the videos again and again for up to 6 months afterward. For information and registration, log on to hearthewatchmen.com. That's hearthewatchmen.com and use the promo code Gilbert20, that's Gilbert20, to save 20% off the cost of the video stream. Don't delay in registering for the True Legends Conference coming to Branson September 14th through the 16th at the Mansion Theater. Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Sharon K. Gilbert, Professor Hugo DeGaris, David Knight from Infowars.com. The theme, oh, Timothy Alberino, can't forget Tim. The theme, Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age. We've already got half the theater reserved. Registrations are going quickly. To get yours, log on to gensix.com. That's G-E-N-S-I-X.com. Take us with you. These daily reports we can download direct to your smartphone or tablet, wherever you are. Android, iOS, Windows Phone, Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We've got apps for all of those, and the links to the app stores are posted at skywatchtv.com. And you find all of my stuff posted at my website. That's DerekPGilbert.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Skywatch TV.
With all the talk in media today about women's rights to be heard and treated with fairness and decency in all public platforms, Donna Howell's timely new book boldly establishes how it was Jesus Christ himself that settled this issue a long time ago. And at a time when it would have been considered revolutionary and prophetic. Bible scholars know that Jesus, while recognizing appropriate gender roles, intentionally began the first women's empowerment movement. But why did he do that? The answer to that mystery is in the Bible itself. Now, in one of the most talked about new releases of the year, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy by best-selling author Donna Howell. The permanent changes Jesus made regarding women's rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world is brought to light.
And if God decides to raise up a radical, he only needs one voice for an entire great awakening, and it could be yours. Yeah.
This is Reverend Donna Howell. Yeah.
Once you read The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you'll never think about the church that Jesus Christ started and that his apostles decreed in the same way again. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, available March 1st at skywatchtv.com.
Follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to the issue of women, their leadership role in the church, and understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. Skywatch TV is proud to announce one of the most anticipated, talked about new releases of the year, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. When you order The Handmaiden's Conspiracy from Skywatch TV, you'll receive Skywatch TV's brand new, beautifully bound, limited edition, red letter, King James Version of the Holy Bible with Apocrypha. In addition to the Old and New Testaments, this never-before-released, one-of-a-kind deluxe collector's Bible includes the ancient apocryphal books like Enoch, Jubilees, and 15 more ancient texts that the disciples of Christ read and quoted from. This gorgeous limited edition Bible is available exclusively from Skywatch TV and holds a retail value of $80. Yours absolutely free for a limited time. That's right, absolutely free when you purchase the Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. Also included in this once-in-a-lifetime offer is the Donna Howell collection that includes all three of her runaway best-selling works, Radicals, Redeemed Unredeemable, and Final Fire. Sold separately, this unprecedented promotional offer retails for $160. Yours now for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. This is one of the most exciting promotional offers we've made available, and you don't want to miss this opportunity to receive all four of best-selling author Donna Howell's works, along with the remarkable Deluxe Collector's King James Version of the Bible that includes the ancient apocryphal books of Enoch, Jubilees, and 15 more ancient texts. In fact, order numerous sets to give away to every Bible enthusiast and student you know. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy promotional offer. Order now at the Skywatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.